have to do that. Well, football. Sandlot football. Play that well.
When I was growing up, the kids on the different streets in my neighborhood would get together in a cemetery or something like that, or a gully, and have BB gun wars.
Huh.
You ever had anything like that? I mean, just cut loose with each other with BB guns.
Yeah, we never played with the BB guns, but we used to throw, you know, oyster shells and get a hold, you know, because they would fail. We used to throw oyster shells, and of course we used to make our pop guns and have pop gun wars, you know, to fight with China bears like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgotten about that. What about, talking about some of those different kinds of parties you're familiar with? You have names for them?
Birthday parties, social party, I guess, in some sense of the word. Could be a going away party. Could be a coming out party, you know. Getting acquainted party, something like that, I guess. Several names.
Were you in a social fraternity at A&M?
No.
Did the fraternities have any particular type of parties that would be different from what you usually hear about?
I really don't know. I suppose they would have some kind of parties. I'm sure they do. But I don't know what you can call them.
Did you ever hear of anything called a beer bust?
I can't recall. That seemed to have been every day all the time.
Not necessarily occasion.
Right, when I was at school.
relieve the tension, I guess, from the studying.
Yeah, I happened to have had a job in a restaurant. Pretty close to the campus, and of course Spearman Ale was the cheapest kind of beer that you could buy, and most of the guys didn't have very much money, but they would, I think at that time it was 15 cents per bottle.
You'd get wrecked on that.
Right. And the various fraternities would sometimes come down and consume quantity of beer, and make their signs, you know, like if they were amigos, you know, they would keep on drinking until they made it. you could call that a beer bust if you want to, but that happened quite often.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Strangely enough, I like to listen to most kinds of music. I like to listen to semi-classical music, just for listening and for working. I like to listen to music from the musicals, you know, from the very popular musicals. I like to listen to some of the classical music. And I do like to listen to popular music. It depends on the time, the place, and the mood.
All right, we were talking about this yesterday off tape. What about your attitudes toward language, toward speech nowadays, maybe having to do with, do you think there's a need for standards of correctness in speech, in the language? Does it differ from, is there a special case with blacks that differs from whites, you know, just that sort of thing?
I don't feel at this point that there should be